Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're diving into the world of web development, particularly focusing on a topic that's gaining popularity in the tech landscape, creating local servers for your projects. So whether you're a seasoned developer or just starting out, there's something in this episode for you. Now, let's set the scene. Imagine you've just finished coding a brand new application. You're excited to see it in action, and the best way to do that is by working on a local server. This not only mimics the production environment, but also allows you to test your work thoroughly before going live. So how do you actually get that server up and running? Well, it's as straightforward as pie. You'll want to start by running a simple command. If you're using NPM, you'd typically type npm run dev. Or if you prefer working with Yarn, it's just yarn dev. Here's an interesting point. Once you initiate that command, your development server will fire up, and you'll be instructed to visit a specific URL, usually something like /localhost/3000. Picture it. Everything you've built is now ready for inspection and interaction right from your web browser. How cool is that? Now, let's take a moment to really think about what localhost means. For those who might be wondering, localhost is your own computer acting as a server. It's a testing ground where you can play around with your code without the fear of breaking something in the real world. I mean, when you think about it, it's like a virtual sandbox where all your experiments can happen safely. But what if you want to incorporate more advanced features into your app, such as adding a remote procedure call, or RPC, for enhanced interactivity? It might sound complex, but there's a template for adding your RPC that makes the process manageable. This means you can expand your application's capabilities even further without starting from scratch. As we wrap up, let's reflect on the importance of this local server setup. It's not just about getting your app running. It's about fostering innovation, refining your skills, and ultimately ensuring that when you do launch, everything works flawlessly. So if you haven't yet started working on a local server, I highly encourage you to dive in. Before you go, I'd love to leave you with this thought. What projects are you excited to test on your local server? Share your ideas. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious.